What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Ravens at the Bills, 6:30 on Sunday. Who are the six Ravens that we are most concerned about? Well, that's our six back in Beltway, Ben. Let's get started.
Number six.
Six was a tough one for me. I eventually settled on Patrick McCarry, and I just settled on him because he was amongst, I think, for a while, he was leading the league in penalties from the guard spot. And if they're going to, a scenario where they lose the game is the early stuff with a bunch of penalties, getting behind the sticks, having trouble getting first downs, having to get up to a slow start. That, to me, is a scenario, and so I put McCarry at six.
My six is a little bit controversial,
ooh,
but if you hear me out, I think you'll come over to my side, Bone. This guy is not technically a Baltimore Raven.
Wow.
But in many ways, he has come to embody this budding rivalry.
Jerry.
He is a friend of many Ravens. He is a buddy of John Harbaugh's.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think he's even in the Mr. EDC circle of trust.
Oh, with OBJ?
Yes. Dr. Jerry Aloysius Coleman is my number six.
MD.
People seem to have gotten his phone number.
Wow.
That means they probably have his address. He has stirred up Bills Mafia. We were talking to our buddy Bob Haney before the show.
Yeah.
They were getting callers who were screaming profanities about Dr.
Yes.
Jerry Aloysius Coleman on our airwaves.
Yes.
You can listen to it on the Odyssey app.
We will play later in the show the exchange between Harbaugh and Aloysius.
Well, there's really no exchange.
Aloysius
it's just
week.
Yeah.
He has called Buffalo the city of losers.
Here's my thing.
I'm a little worried about him.
I love what you did there, but he is in no way associated with the organization.
I don't know.
I know.
He's
not
associated
employed
with this rivalry.
Yeah.
He's become this is the Jerry Aloysius Coleman Bowl.
Yeah. We'll talk to Ryan O'Halloran from Buffalo News about that at 5 o'clock. But
number five.
There was a point in time when we were fretting about the state of kicking in this town. We're pulling our hair out and wondering, is Justin Tucker in his own head? Has he lost it? Is it between the ears? Is it mechanical? Why is he pulling everything to the left? Now he's pulling it to the right. And he has a pedigree, and he's put it back together. But I do wonder about special teams in general. And Jordan Stout is here for me. He has shanked some kicks. He has had his moments where it hasn't been great, and this is going to be a frozen ball, and it might be windy, it might be snowy. It's a pretty good football team. There's not a whole lot of warts on this roster, and he's fine. He's not a bad punter, but he's also known to shank one from time to time, and this would be a real bad time to do it.
We are simpatico at five. I have Jordan Stout in this. I just a tease. Justin Tucker did make my list. Jordan Stout is at five, and I am. This could be a game where special teams has a say, and there will be more to that coming up later. But Jordan Stout shanking a punt, I got him at five.
Number four.
Four for me is whoever's returning punts for this team. Whether it be Steven Sims or Deonte Hardy or Tylan Wallace or the ghost of Deontay Johnson. I don't know who it's going to be, but whoever it's been this year has been trouble, and I've got that at four.
We are oddly simpatico. Punt returner to be named later is exactly what I have here at four. And this continues a theme for me, Bone, as I put this together. It started with Dr. Jerry Aloysius Coleman, one of the great special teams minds of our generation.
So, well, that, take teams out of it. He's a special mind, though.
That's true.
Yeah.
Jordan Stout, and yeah, the punt returner and the punter. I'm with Gigi here. That's my five and four.
Jerry gives you an early lead. It's going to be an uphill battle.
It's controversial, but it works.
I'm concerned where if it's going to get to a pivotal moment of the game, and whoever does stadium ops in Buffalo, if they need to get the crowd back into it,
they put the sound bite up on the board.
They put the sound bite, they put the quote, and
they
maybe
put his home address,
a headshot,
phone number, and home address and social security number.
It will send that crowd into a frenzy, Ken Wyman.
We are doing the six pack
next level
of Ravens. I do like it. The Ravens, and he does have a special mind. Six pack of Ravens we're concerned about, and Beltway Ben, let's continue.
Number three.
Three's where I have Daniel Faalele. Kind of like your McCary, but look, McCary's kind of been through the wars, and he's been in Buffalo before rotating positions. And I think if there is a potential weak spot, it's him. It's the right side. That's where the inexperience is. That's guys who haven't seen as many twists and stunts. This is a defensive-minded head coach, Sean McDermott, who might have some interesting things to throw at him. I think Ed Oliver could be a little bit of a problem for him. This offensive line has not been as good on the road as at home, which is true of most offensive lines, especially young offensive lines. I hope we don't hear his name called much in this game. If we do, it's probably because of penalties. It's probably because he's getting beat.
My three, and this came up in my X Factors earlier, it's the combination of Malik Harrison and Chris Board. There's a scenario where there could be a long day for these two guys. I don't know if they can keep up with Cooks in coverage. The tight ends are a problem in Buffalo. How much are they going to be involved in that? So I've got them at three.
Number two.
Do you know, since Justin Tucker missed two field goals and an extra point against the Eagles on December 1st, he's only kicked three field goals. Like, he's 3 for 3, but he's only kicked three field goals.
Yes.
I've got Tucker at two. I'm not 100% convinced he's fixed. He's made three field goals in the last four games, but if he has to come into a game to kick a 50-yarder in Buffalo with the game on the line, I'm not 100% convinced. I got him at two. I'm concerned.
He and Nate Wiggins were in my other receiving votes. My two is your three. It's the combo platter of inside linebacker not named Roquan Smith. I think they're both ripe for exploitation. Yeah. I do wonder if that's not a combo platter, if that's a whatever three would be, a tripod
Thruple?
Platter. Because
tripod platter?
I don't know.
What?
They serve different things in Highlandtown.
I'm going with the Bone. Because I think Trenton Simpson's going to be in this mix. Yeah, I think he's got to be in this mix a little bit.
Tripod
the old tripod platter.
Number one.
I don't think there's going to be a whole lot of controversy to this one. My six may have been controversial. My one is...
Your six was kind of beautiful, though.
I liked it. I was proud of it.
Yeah.
I also texted him, told him it was coming. Your ears are going to be burning. Listen in, Aloysius. More free publicity for you. Brandon Stevens.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think
number
that's
one with
really
a bullet.
In debate.
Nah, it's Brandon Stevens. Like, teams have been picking on him over the last few weeks.
Quarterbacks have been picking on him.
Cleveland picked on him. Pittsburgh picked on him. I expect Josh Allen to pick on him. Brandon Stevens is one.
Way to take down the ginger gorilla.
It was very close, but... Jerry put you over the top.
I thought he might.
I mean, it has to.
I thought he might.
The guy is only Jerry can get
he's
an entire city.
He's the central figure in this game.
He is. He is. By
the
way,
he's the ultimate X factor.
He's something. He's something.
I don't even know if I could call him an X factor at this point. Like, he's such a prominent.
He lords above all the other X factors.
Yeah, he's a prominent figure in it.
It's like he's the puppet master, and all the other X factors are like he's puppeteering them.
And he's on Cameo if you're interested.
And he'll probably watch 17 minutes of this game.
Yes, at most. 17 actual minutes or 17 game minutes?
I'm going to say actual.
Oh, wow. That's interesting. I like that.
I'm going to say three commercial breaks, two commercial breaks.
And he's done.
Checking out.
Coming up next, we keep getting you ready for this football game. We'll hear from the other side of things. How about a little Josh Allen, a little Sean McDermott, some Bills sound next here on The Fan.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
That's why you play this game, is to be in moments like these. And, you know, our team, you know, we're extremely happy, blessed to be playing and continue playing this game. Again, we're just trying to find a way to go 1-0.
It's Josh Allen talking about the privilege it is to go up in a big game against Lamar Jackson, the top two assumed MVP candidates playing against each other in this game Sunday night.
Yeah, look, there's certainly a lot of pressure on Josh Allen as well. It's not, I think, the same as Lamar, because he hasn't won an MVP before and he hasn't had the kind of postseason flops that Lamar has
had. He's had success in the postseason.
I mean, he's had moments, bad moments, and he's had games that aren't as great as others, but he's sporting a career playoff passer rating of like 106 something, and he's averaging over 250 passing yards and over 50 rushing yards per game. So he's in uncharted territory there. Now, it's a team sport, and this team hasn't come close to meeting their own internal expectations. So, you know, it's been a minute since they've won multiple playoff games in the same year as well. And they've struggled as a team against the likes of the Miami Dolphins, despite the game being played in Buffalo in January in the snow and Skylar Thompson starting for the Dolphins. So they've got some baggage here too. And I think, look, if I'm the Ravens, I'm going to say, I said it before, I'll say it again, it's probably falling on deaf ears. You win the toss, take the ball, and start to systematically road grade them. If it's any point in this game and it's 4th-and-1 around midfield, don't punt that ball.
Not against that little guy.
Run it down their throats.
Yeah.
Keep this guy off the field and make the Bills play from behind. Make Josh Allen feel like he's got to hit explosive plays. Make Josh Allen feel like time is working against him.
Yeah, put the pressure on him. But him and Lamar are both trying to get the monkeys off their back. They're trying to get over the hump, win the Super Bowl. And Josh Allen and the Bills, I'm sure, look, they want to make up some for that Week 4 debacle where they just got absolutely embarrassed in that one. Maybe in the back of Josh Allen's mind, he's thinking, okay, well, I'm second team all pro. I'll show you why I should be MVP going up against Lamar Jackson.
Well, to that point, Josh Allen talks about making adjustments from that last matchup.
Yeah, I mean, I think they had a game plan against us that was pretty good. So making sure that we're covering those bases and figuring out, you know, what to adjust and how to fix some of those things. You know, at the same time, what have they had success on the last few weeks? And, you know, not sure what they're going to do. Well, I guess we'll find out Sunday, but we'll prepare for anything and everything that we can and just try to go out there and execute.
Timeout. They had more than a pretty good game plan. First of all, Derrick Henry went 90 on the first play on offense.
Yeah.
And secondly, the defense kind of beat you up. Like Travis Jones mauled him on one play. They could, except for the one miracle pass to Shakur.
Yes.
Shakir, they did nothing offensively.
They completely stifled him. They took Shakir out of the game. They took James Cook out of the game. They took Josh Allen's legs out of the game. I mean, it was a dismantling. I don't know. Like, we could try to sugarcoat it or whatever, and I didn't think it was going to happen, but it happened, and it was emphatic.
And the pass rush really got after him, and that's offensive line. They've given up the least amount of sacks in football. They gave up 3 sacks that night. So the Ravens, I mean, across the board, they won their one-on-one matchups.
Let's hear from Von Miller, huh? He's going to the Hall of Fame one day. He's got a Super Bowl ring looking for another, and he talks about his respect for Lamar Jackson.
He's a elite player, huge fan of Lamar for a bunch of these years now. We got the Battle of the MVPs, you know, this weekend, and it'll be good. They got a really good team, got a lot of respect for their coaching staff as well and their front office over there. Obviously, you got Derrick Henry and Lamar Jackson, 2 elite players. Well, we got a great team as well. We got a pretty good team as well with a lot of great talent over here as well, and that's why you play the game, you know. That's what makes football great. You get one game to go out there and prove it. It's not 4 best out of 7. It's one game, 6:30 here in Buffalo, and 60 minutes to go out there and prove it. And, you know, I'm sure they like their chances, and we like ours. And, you know, it'll be fun to go out there and play in a divisional game. I'm 35 years old, and I still get up for games like this. My heart rate still gets up, and I get excited for games like this, and it's an honor and a privilege to be back in the playoffs and in the division round.
Some good stuff from Von Miller, a guy who's been seen a lot, done a lot. He dominated a postseason once for the Denver Broncos, helping them win a Super Bowl. And as we discussed earlier in the week, Jason, the Bills are hoping less is more from Von Miller. If they can give him 15 snaps, and maybe he can make a couple splash plays.
He's got to be one of the more individually decorated playoff performers in this game. On the two rosters, right? I mean, Derrick Henry's going to stand out for playoff dominance. Von Miller, Josh Allen, I mean, has to. I mean, there's not a ton.
You pointed out yesterday, being at that game, the AFC Championship,
where
he had 2.5 sacks in that one. And then he had 2.5 sacks in the Super Bowl.
He was a Super Bowl MVP.
He was all over Tom Brady in that game.
2 sacks in the second Super Bowl when he was with the Rams.
They tried to chip him. They tried to bring in heavy personnel, plus the fullback, plus the running back. To stop. Like, no adjustments Josh McDaniels made in that game could stop Von Miller from ending their season. And look, I think he probably will impact this football game.
By the way, just to give you a recap, Super Bowl 50, which is now like 7-8 years ago now, he had 6 tackles, 2.5 sacks, and a pass defended in that game. Game the Broncos won, and he was the MVP.
He was the MVP. I mean, how many defensive players can name the MVP of the Super Bowl?
Very rare. He was absolutely dominant. And as you said, Jason, dominant in the AFC Championship game as well.
And I was at that game as well, and he was all over Cam Newton from the start, and he was there to make it clear that it wasn't going to be easy for Cam Newton whatsoever, and they started beating Cam Newton up in the first quarter of that game.
Coming up next here on the program, purple rain in the forecast once again. And you heard Von Miller talk about Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry. This legendary pairing, what are our expectations for the two of them in this game Sunday? We're going to tell you next here on The Fan.
The same as last week. I feel like our guys just locked in and playoff atmosphere is pretty much serious around the building. Our guys haven't been, we've been joking, but like not that much. You know, guys just locked in because, like I said, a lot of us was here last year and we know like what's at stake for us.
Want to win. It's a divisional game. Trying to get to the next round of the AFC Championship. It's a great opponent, a really good team. Yeah, it's going to be a heavyweight fight.
Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry both locked in their first playoff game together. Derrick Henry rushed for 186 yards and two touchdowns. It's after rushing for 1,900 yards in regular season. And Lamar Jackson is likely going to win the MVP and had his first signature moments in the postseason and first really good postseason football game. So are you expecting more of the same from this pair on Sunday?
I absolutely am. I mean, this is why they're together. This is why Derrick Henry is here. We went out to the castle a couple weeks ago, asked Todd Monken about the evolution of this run game, why they're doing what they're doing from the pistol, the level of comfort there now versus even simple things like the exchange with Derrick Henry from early in the year when he wasn't used to being anywhere other than under center. Schematically, through personnel injuries and availability, how they've gotten to this point. And to get to this point and not learn from those scars, to use Monken's word from last year, where they had, I don't think they had these sorts of advantages over that Kansas City defense that they do, this Buffalo defense, but there certainly were ways to utilize heavy personnel and attack them on the ground that they never even thought of embracing. They never even gave a chance, right? I don't think there was any time in that game where the same running back got the ball two times in a row. To have that in the back of their minds as they prepare for this game and to have the film from the earlier matchup this week to go back and look at and to see things they did there extraordinarily well against the Bills that they weren't even doing that well against some other teams. And now to have this other element of an established third tackle who gets the assignment and who is helping you road grade people as well, I just think it would have to be really juvenile on all of their parts not to lean heavily into this. And I'm the guy who a lot of times is saying, throw more. This guy's the best quarterback in the world. But in this matchup, If there's not 25 carries for Derrick Henry and 5 to 7 carries for Justice Hill and 2 to 4 carries for Andrews in short yardage and 8 to 12 carries for Lamar Jackson, then something went horribly wrong. And you better tell me it's because they were behind 21-0 in the first quarter.
The styles make fights, and that's why the Ravens are going to lean into it, because of that light Buffalo defense, because of the fact that they play more nickel defense than any other team in football. So this is why you have Derrick Henry. Derrick Henry is going to have more than 6 carries that the running backs got in the AFC Championship last year. This is more of the 25-plus carry game for Derrick Henry. The weather as well, in the cold. Maybe it's snowing in Buffalo as well. This is what the Ravens brought Derrick Henry here for.
Jason, this, you made a good point earlier in the show, and people know this, but sometimes you got to remind them. Like, the Bills can't call up a couple defensive tackles from the minor leagues for this game. They like,
or the practice squad. There's not a 380 foot, the 380 foot, 380 pound. That would be something.
Yeah.
380 pound D tackle who they've just been keeping on the practice squad all year.
It doesn't exist.
They don't have two gappers. They have gone out of their way not to have those sorts of body types because it doesn't fit what they live in and nickel and dime. It's hard to change their spots. And, again, Derrick Henry, who was not really running out of the gun when they faced the Bills, 16 runs under carry under center in that game, just 8 out of the gun. Those 8 runs out of the gun went for 132 yards. Derrick Henry, since the second Pittsburgh game, 16 carries, 113 yards, 7-1 a carry out of the gun versus the Steelers. 18 carries, 116 yards, 6.4 per carry out of the gun versus the Texans. 10 carries, 100 yards, 10 yards a carry, a touchdown out of the gun versus the Browns. 13 carries, 128 yards, 9.8 per carry with a touchdown out of the gun against the Pittsburgh Steelers.
So
he wasn't even doing that really at all the first meeting. He still killed them that way in the first meeting, and there was no volume in that in the first meeting.
And like Ken said, it's not like you can call up some guys from AAA, but that being said, schematically, you can do things differently. What are you expecting to see?
I mean, run blitzes. He's going to have to activate these linebackers and have them shooting gaps and
meet Patrick Ricard.
And Charlie Kohler. Yeah. Like I don't think it's going to be easy by any stretch of the imagination.
They have to do it differently than last time, though. You can't tell me Derrick Henry's only going to see 12.5% stacked boxes this time.
Do they own a stacked box?
I mean, you can always put people in there, but they're not big compared to the kind of people that the Ravens are countering them with. I mean,
look, they don't have a Cam Hayward.
The Pittsburgh Steelers are pretty good against the run.
Yeah.
Derrick Henry averaged 6.4 yards per carry when he saw an 8-man box against them. And he saw an 8-man box 65.4% of the time.
I'll say this too, and a shout out to NFL Films. The Hard Knock stuff is great. And some of the things they show you, if you're the Bills defense and they're running that mesh point stuff, and what happens is, you run with Lamar because Lamar's a legitimate threat. He's a freak show. And so three guys go with him, and there's this cutback lane for Derrick Henry that's as big that a Mack truck could go through. And I don't know how you prevent yourself from doing that, because Lamar, if he's on his game, if they don't move, he's just going to keep the ball and go because there's room there.
It's a really tough assignment for them. It just is. And if something's not working early, there's so many other avenues to try. There's so many different ways to sort of torque them or put tension on them. And it also, like, how do they stack the box without big guys? Well, you cut people loose and you run blitz. But then it's also hard to do that, play free, but then also understand there's so much misdirection.
Yes.
And there's so many things you need to look for and clues and tells that if you're playing that fast and furious because you're 220 pounds and you want to dive at this guy's ankles before he gets started, there's a pretty good chance that you might miss something that's being pulled the other way. You might, like, it's simple and it's brutal, but there's also layers to it. And the impossibility of Lamar Jackson and what he individually could do, whatever's called in that play, just what he might see and what he might do out of it, to have that layer on top of this. Like, if you had this with Jacoby Brissett at quarterback, yeah, it still would be a problem.
Yes.
Right? Like, you're like, it would prop a guy like that up. It would get you to the playoffs. But, like, they've got this with Lamar Jackson and Justice Hill to throw another body type in there.
There's also the possibility maybe early on the Bills are having a little bit of success in slowing down Derrick Henry, but you keep using that sledgehammer.
They have to have some stick-to-itiveness.
Exactly.
Absolutely. And that's where the scars come in.
Yeah, yes. The great equalizers are turnovers. Like, if the Ravens put the ball on the turf, like Derrick Henry did in Pittsburgh.
Yes.
Like, if that happens, that changes everything. But I don't know how they slow that run game down without it. Hey, coming up next, we want to hear from the people. 410-583-1057. Give us a call. Your predictions for Sunday, your concerns. How do you think this football game goes? 410-583-1057. We hear from the people next here on The Fan. Ravens at the Bills Sunday, 6:30. Baltimore Game Day and Sensor pregame show at Bingo World tomorrow, Sunday at 3. Both teams relatively healthy. If you're just tuning in, Zay Flowers doubtful for the game on Sunday. But we want to hear from the people. 410-583-1057. How are you feeling about this football game? Let's get things started with Joe in Woodbury. Joe, you're on The Fan.
Good afternoon. I was sitting here listening to y'all, and I came up with a thought. When Lamar doesn't pull the ball, or when that end crashes, mm-hmm, and they know if the end crashes, that Lamar will pull the ball. Let's say Buffalo says, well, we know that. So when Lamar, we suspect he's going to keep it, so we try to defend both of that. But I'm figuring if they try that and it's a fake, they'd be SOL if it's a pass, right?
Yeah,
you're asking a lot of a defense.
Yeah, and a defense, and Joe, thanks for the call, and a defense that, quite frankly, ain't great, and it's small. They got some playmakers. Like, Johnson's a playmaker. Yeah. Milano's a playmaker. You got a Von Miller who has made plays in his career. He's a little older. Rousseau and Epenenza can get after you at times. Ed Oliver, nice player.
I think they built their team to shut down a track team in Miami to win the division in the regular season. And then to try to beat what the Chiefs were when they started putting this together a couple years ago, right? When they scored 40 in Arrowhead and still lost, it was to beat that version of the Chiefs. That's what they've built, and they've done a hell of a job building that team. This is somebody who can beat you in a very different way here in Baltimore.
410-583-1057, Eli's in Parkville. Eli, you're on the Fan.
Good afternoon, fellas.
Good afternoon.
Whether the Ravens win or if they win, it doesn't matter. I'm taking the alt spread, -10.5. But hearing you guys talk about what they should do, I don't want to see, you know, the opposite. Like, opposite, they basically, like, they need to run the ball just to secure the win. You guys have a good weekend.
Thank you. You too. And look, it's not to say that they can't throw the, like, I think they can. Look, Lamar Jackson's special.
Yeah.
And even without Zay Flowers, they're going to be able to throw the ball too. But if they can establish their physical dominance early, it just, it opens everything up. It makes play action that much more impactful. And it keeps Josh Allen in his own head on the other sideline.
We don't expect this to be a game where Lamar is throwing the ball 35 times. That being said, it's about the efficiency. And you saw that week 4, 13 of 18, 156 yards, 2 touchdowns. We saw it against Pittsburgh. He had 21 pass attempts there, but he was extremely efficient with that small amount of pass attempts.
410-583-1057. Steve's in Delaware. Steve, you're on the Fan.
Hi. I have an interesting take. I know just recently someone mentioned Charlie Kohler in the same frame with Patrick Ricard. If you go back and check, you'll see that if you look at the snap counts, Patrick Ricard, only one of the 5 losses did he have a sufficient number of snap counts. When he's in the lineup for either passing or running, he's a major factor, and they're essentially unstoppable with Lamar and Henry because no one can cover both of them. And when they do play action or run RPOs, they have a tremendous advantage, whether he passes or runs. But Ricard, if you watch, he takes the backside block, which keeps him from getting Henry behind the line of scrimmage, or he leads the blocking.
Yeah. And he takes you to the ball or away from the ball, but either way, he's a difference maker. Absolutely, and it's a great point. And look, we jumped on Monken in that Cleveland game where he ran all the – he tried to win out of 11 personnel in the first Pittsburgh game. Like, why are they using all these 3 wide receivers? They don't even have 3 wide receivers. Yeah. And whether Zay was here or not, a lot of times the bargain you make with the fullback is, am I taking a wide receiver off when I put the fullback on or vice versa? They're bringing in a jumbo offensive lineman and still leaving the fullback in and taking 2 wide receivers off the field. Like, that's where they are right now, and I think that's where they need to be, especially against this opponent.
We saw it week 4. He had his second highest snap percentage all year long against the Bills. I think we see a high snap percentage on Sunday.
Kevin's in Ellicott City. Kevin, you're on the Fan.
What's good, fellas?
Hey.
For me, guys, I think, you know, we started off the season a little bit rocky, right? We still had high expectations. And, you know, look, we put in the work to clog up some of the little defects and, you know, here and there, whatever it took, right? And I think we've had a great build-up to be ready for this football game. And I 100% our best Ravens football to come out this weekend.
I appreciate the call.
That would be
Jason,
ideal.
You and I have been oddly simpatico about this matchup for all. We'll give our predictions coming up in 5:30, but we've been pretty on the same page as far as this game goes ever since we found out they were going to play these guys.
Yeah, it's not going to be easy. They're going to have to play, you know, maybe not at, like, look, they could beat Pittsburgh playing a C game. You're going to have to play at least a B-plus game to beat these guys. But that's not asking for an A-plus game. And I don't think they have to think they have to play an A-plus game. It's about Lamar playing free, not trying to be some playoff version of himself he thinks he needs to be. It's about Todd Monken understanding that less can be more. And defensively, they cannot have the communication breakdowns and give away 40, 50-yard chunks of the field. If they do that, then, yeah, that you're in trouble.
Let's grab one more call. Mason's in Baltimore. Mason, you're on the fan.
Good afternoon, fellas.
Hey, what's there? Up? Good afternoon.
Hey, how you doing, man? Like, I'm going to dig into my JLC real quick, all right? How can you block Derrick Henry? How can you game plan for Lamar Jackson? They just signed the Anthony dude that was throwing towels out of the local Y to try to replicate Lamar. What are you going to do? Put your fastest defensive lineman to replicate Derrick Henry? There is no way to replicate what these guys do. So I think the Ravens by 35.
Appreciate the call. Wow. I don't know. If they go in there and win by 35, it'll be a fun Sunday night, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, no, that would be something. Look, can you stop it? Yeah. Go look at the Philadelphia Eagles. But look at how they look at what they have. Go look at their D tackles.
Yeah.
Compare them to a lot of other D tackles. Go look at some of their linebackers. Not everybody has that kind of personnel.
Coming up next, we've been looking forward to this. Let's go behind enemy lines. Ryan O'Halloran covers the Bills for the Buffalo News. We got to talk about this game and maybe something else with Ryan. That's next here on The Fan.